We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning, Grinders! Welcome to Roto Grinders today. I'm Jordan Cooper, aka Blender Ed, Blender HD. If you want to follow me on Twitter. And it's Thursday, February 29th, the rare February with the extra day. I don't know, maybe the calendar is rigged, but it's Thursday. We got some NHL action going on tonight, 12 games late. We also got some NBA. Feel free to tune in later today, 5 o'clock Eastern, to Grinders Live. And followed by Crunch Time for all your NBA needs. I know there's a couple of more important people on the injury report is questionable. So you want to tune in then to find out what happens. Join with me today, all the way from the cold, dark lair known as Saskatchewan, Canada. It's gotten cold here, so I feel a little bit Canadian today. It seems like on this slate, we may actually be targeting some Canadian teams.
I can't remember if I talked about this at all on the last show, but we were in the middle of this week, just in the span of 2 days, like a literal 80 degree swing. It was minus 40 here 2 days ago, and now today it's going to be a high of 40. It was negative 40.
Minus 40
2 days ago with the wind chill. And today it is going to be plus 40, regular 40 degrees. And so weird timing right now. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know if it's because I'm just getting, sorry, my chair's doing a weird thing here. I don't know if it's just the weather. I don't know if it's because I'm starting to get old. But like this morning I was waking up and I was literally just doing like a stretch and turn. And all of a sudden my back kinked and muscles started spasming and it was hurting. Been better, but ready to dive into the slate. We got a big 12 games. I'm still sick at myself that I didn't play the lineup I said I was going to play on stream when we were building lineups on Tuesday, because I ended up just taking the whole night off. I watched a movie with my wife. It was nice. It was relaxing. But I looked at the box score after, and the lineup we built would have shipped everything because we played Colorado 1 with all of the cheap guys who scored goals. So should have put that one in there, but hopefully we can do the same thing tonight.
Well, to raise your spirits as well as raise the temperature here for me, hit that thumbs up button on your way in the door. Give me those likes. You know how much I like the thummy thumbs. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. Some free content here. NHL, we don't do much NHL stuff here on the YouTube channel for Roto Grinders. This is kind of like the only free content especially until baseball comes back. Once baseball gets back, it'll be a little bit more baseball oriented. This is more like NBA, NHL type of season in the morning. So feel free to sign up for the Roto Grinders premium content. We got the expert survey, the slate summary, all of our projections, ownership, stack values, everything, the Discord, rotogrinders.com/Discord. I don't know why it's free. They keep it free. That NHL Discord is like one of the best resources you could have. And morning skate news, line changes, everything. Dane is always in there posting all of the new information. Good morning to everyone else. But I didn't bury the lead. I said we probably going to be targeting some Canadian teams. On the high end, I think from a chalk perspective, right? It's a 12-game slate. I don't think anything is going to be like super 30%+ owned. But we have a couple of matchups on tonight of pretty bad teams against each other. Like, and also we got some guys that are out for certain teams that, you know, they haven't priced up like line ones and power play units enough. But I think that will increase the ownership of these expensive high ceiling spots. And I really think the three tonight, I mean, are essentially buoyed by the three most expensive players on the slate. And that's Nathan MacKinnon, Austin Matthews, and Nikita Kucherov. I expect Colorado 1, Toronto power play 1, and Tampa Bay power play 1 to be like much more popular on this slate, on a 12-game slate, than they would normally be, only because I think there are a good amount of sub 4K one-offs and full lines that you can use with those lineups. But between the three, Colorado, Toronto, and Tampa Bay, I mean, who are you targeting? Who would you be more inclined to play the most? Because you know what my answer is.
The one I think I'm probably most inclined to leave off would be Tampa Bay, I think. The ones I have the most of are Colorado and Toronto as it stands right now. Tampa Bay, I actually have as my number 4 stack of the day in terms of raw points, not number 3. And so Toronto and Colorado, as it stands in my 3 lineups, I'm planning on playing 1 Colorado team and 1 Toronto team. I'm leaving out Tampa Bay.
Okay. So the reason why, you know, my answer is typically Colorado, primarily because their production is pretty much very, very condensed, right?
Especially now with Lehkonen on the line 1.
Right. Right. I was going to say, and Skin is out, and they've Drouin is now playing on line 3, even though he is on the power play unit. But MacKinnon, Rantanen, Lehkonen, Makar, and you could play any 3 of those guys, and you're pretty much there. You're pretty much, I mean, yeah, occasionally some of these other lines score, but you know, they're hefty favorites on the road to Chicago. The concern with Chicago is that they slow down the games a little, you know, so maybe the ceiling for the Avalanche could be lower, but they're a horrible team, right? I know Bedard is back, right? But, I mean, essentially they're kind of a minor league team. So that's what makes me want to play more Colorado in comparison at the same ownership than a team like Toronto, who a little bit more spread out. Now, obviously, if you play Toronto, I'd be much more inclined to play, you know, the power play unit. I think Bertuzzi at 3,800 is going to be a very popular one-off. He's actually, if you want to, he's hot, right? He's been scoring goals recently the past couple of games. The even strength lines, on the other hand, you know, you always have Matthew Nyes in there that kind of doesn't do anything. You know, Max Domi is on the second line. You know, yeah, it's on the second power play unit, but it doesn't get nearly as much time as the first power play unit. So you got Morgan Rielly down there playing a $6,400 defender on a power play unit, which I don't mind. It's just that there's more combinations, TJ. Like, if you were going to play Toronto, and Toronto puts up 6 goals, it's possible that you still got it wrong If Colorado puts up six goals, it's very hard for them to put up six goals and Nathan MacKinnon to have like a snowflake or Rantanen to have a snowflake. So they're both in great spots against, you know, they're at home against Arizona, which is another good matchup for them. And then Tampa Bay, on the other hand, they're in a good matchup at home against Buffalo. The thing about Tampa Bay is that they're cheaper. They're a little bit cheaper. And they're now a little bit more spread out, even strength versus power play, because Stamkos is now on line three. They have Cirelli, who's probably going to be one of the more popular value plays. He's centering line two. He's on the power play, but line two is kind of a, you know, Essamont and Chafee, like he's not going to get much, probably much of a ceiling when line two comes out. You're going to see a lot of line one, but then on the power play, you're stuck between, you know, you got Hedman, Stamkos, Cirelli, Kucherov, Braden Point, and they're all on different, like, you know, they're mostly on different even strength lines. And you know me, when I have to choose between two very close things, I tend to choose more correlation the better. And I'd much rather play teams where I'm playing, you know, three or four players that are always on the ice together.
I'm with you there 100%. That's exactly why I'm leaving off Tampa Bay from like my main stacks. With Stamkos on three, with Hegel not on power play one, and Cirelli being on two, on line two, but power play one, and then not really many, like it's not really easy to stack with line two with any type of correlation. They're just tough to get to. I would much rather play Kucherov as a one-off, I think, or like a two-man stack of Kucherov and Point, or Kucherov and Hedman, or even a salary-saving stack like Isamont and Radish as a two-man, something crazy like that. That's how I'm much more likely to play Tampa Bay today as opposed to a full stack of them. I do want to say, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I want to say what's up to Facebook, because we got over 400 people watching us on Facebook Live right now. So something's popping in the algorithm. What's good, Facebook? Let's talk some hockey.
I'm not sure they're here to talk hockey, but if they want to stay tuned, that's fine.
I don't think either of us
are available.
I'm assuming this one's a bot, but we got Trev Cox in chat saying he needs someone honest to marry.
I'm honest, but I'm taken, right? Okay. So we mentioned the more expensive stacks, right? The high ceiling teams. The reason why they're going to be a little bit more popular is because, I mean, we got bad teams kind of facing each other, and we got some like mispriced lines. If you're trying to make your money back playing San Jose, today's the day to do it. I mean, that game could be one of two things. Like the Anaheim versus San Jose is like two of the worst teams in the league playing each other. And the fact that Anaheim is favored in this game, that says it all, right? So from a cheap perspective, I mean, all these guys are cheap. I mean, Vetrano is 6,500. I mean, okay, so he has a decent price. But you could play, you know, San Jose power play one, like for like nothing, right? I mean, you could even throw in a Mike Hoffman, who really is only valuable on his floor is zero. He's either going to score a goal or he's going to do nothing on line
he's
four.
He's going to tip one in on the power play.
Right.
And
right.
Maybe get one of these.
But line one, Duclair, Zetterlund, Granlund, right? I mean, their prices, I mean, based on their projection, I mean, they're some of the better value plays on the slate, playing them as one-offs could be fine. And then even on the Anaheim side, I mean, you got Vetrano, you got Henrique, you got Leo Carlson, Kilhorn, you got, I mean, Ryan Strome on line three, probably stay away from, but you got Cam Fowler on the first defensive pair and power play one. I mean, I think the ownership of these guys will be a little bit more than you would see on a normal slate because, you know, people tend to not want to play San Jose or Anaheim. But when two bad teams face each other, some people just aren't aware that that someone's going to score. Like the points are going to be scored in this game, right? I'm assuming it's not going to be a 1-0 game. I may want to take a shot on some of these cheap lines, especially since you could pair them. Like you could pair a line of either team with Colorado, Toronto, or Tampa Bay with no problem.
Yeah, it might be chalky, but that's pretty much exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm finding a couple ways to get slightly unique within my stacks, and I want to play as much of these two teams as possible. I'm probably not going to get it to a ton of Vetrano and McTavish, which watch that be what takes everything down today is that mid-range build of, maybe somebody like a full stack of Pittsburgh instead of just going with Riley Smith as a one-off alongside Vetrano and McTavish, something in the mid-range like that. But I really like both first lines for this team. Sharks 2, I'm perfectly fine with playing. Sharks 3 and Anaheim 3. I know you don't like doing that on a big slate, but they're projecting really well. Like Strom Silfverberg is a totally fine, well-projected power play 1 mini stack to save some salary there. So I don't mind going with that whatsoever. And then the same with like LeBanc and Barabanov. They're just so cheap that it allows you to do some things. If that line scores one goal, you're absolutely cooking. You can pair them with Ferraro, who is a high floor scoring defender. So I like this game quite a bit.
It feels like your new nickname on the NHL show should be Dollar General, right? Like all you do is like, oh, you got, if there's someone under 3K that has,
I like it.
I got to play him.
I want to play my studs. I want to play my studs so that when the studs score 4 or 5 goals in a game, like they do sometimes when Austin Matthews has 4 goals, like he does every other game at home, you know, that's when I really want to be overweight on these guys. And so, this is a team that makes it happen. It's a great matchup. There's power play correlation. If I get cheap power play correlation and good matchup, I don't really care.
Another team that is cheap, and it's a byproduct of players being out more than anything. I don't want to say it's a bad matchup against Seattle, but Pittsburgh's playing late on the road. I'm not a big fan. Pittsburgh is not usually a higher ceiling team. They have some of their better players out. Gunsel is out. Brian Rust is out. They've moved people around, and now, like, these lines are kind of cheap now. Like, they've moved Riley Smith up to the first line. So you got Rickard Rakell at 4,800. You get Riley Smith at 3,500. And obviously, Sidney Crosby's sitting there, and he's fine at 7,800. And then you got, Carlson, Letang, a little bit more expensive defenders. And you know me, I like getting as many points as I can out of my defenders because, a lot of people are like Dollar General over here, and they're playing $2,800 defenders and hoping for the best. And you also have Lars Eller still at 3,300 on line 3. Not a lot of line 3 is not going to get that much time, but he does join on the power play. But I also have no problem with even line 2. And Pittsburgh is cheap enough. The thing is that once you include Crosby in there, I mean, you're playing Crosby. He doesn't project as well as other like high-end options like we see here down here, in the 7K range. Like he doesn't project better than a Josie. Let's get rid of some of these goalkeepers because that's always in the range right here. So like Crosby is a one-off. Like I'd much rather play like Erickson Ek or Tkachuk on Florida. Like, yeah, he's out-projected by a lot of people, by Barkov, by Marner, by even Stamkos down here, and Vetrano. I wouldn't be playing Crosby as a one-off, but if people are going to jam in, a Riley Smith one-off or a Rakell one-off, I don't mind playing the whole line. What say you on the Penguins? Where's Dollar General going? How does Dollar General TJ over there, not like Riley Smith on the first line playing with Sidney Crosby at 3,500?
I do like myself some Riley Smith. I got him as a one-off in one of my lineups. You know me. I'm more likely to play the Eller and Bemstrom line than probably Crosby. But if I was playing a lot of lineups, I don't hate the idea. That's the mid-range stack we were just talking about before, right? Crosby, Raquel Smith, pair them with Vetrano, McTavish, and Fowler, and then you probably have enough money for a fairly expensive one-off. So I'm all for it. I don't mind Pittsburgh one bit. I actually kind of like Dakord on the other side too, as a potential goalie in this spot for tournaments. But I do like getting to the Pittsburgh side as well. My next favorite team on the slate, like I mentioned earlier though, that, and you brought up a couple of these guys as potential one-offs instead of Crosby. The team I actually have ranked ahead of Tampa Bay today is Minnesota. I got Colorado as the number one team. Toronto was the number two team. Minnesota is my third favorite. I just love the correlation where we get with Boldy, Kaprizov, Eriksson, Ek. They're playing so well together. You can use either Faber or Zuccarello as the fourth guy in your stack. I love Minnesota today.
I mean, I they project very well. I think it's a large slate. I like attacking Nashville's defense. They tend to give up a lot of shots. One team that is on my radar, like you have the Wild, a team that projects well today that I typically don't play because they play their lines too evenly, but I may take a shot today, is the Carolina Hurricanes against the Blue Jackets. I think Tarasov may be the popular cheap goalkeeper today because Carolina is not a volume shooting team, but I don't think many people are going to be playing Carolina. I don't think many people are going to play Columbus either. But he projects we'll talk about Florida also. I think the cheap goalkeepers are going to be Montembault and Tarasov.
Like Montembault. If you go down there,
Montembault. Right, but you're not French Canadian.
No, I'm fluent in French. I taught it for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did French immersion all through school, and then it was my minor in college, and I taught it in elementary school.
That's where I learned French. I learned French in elementary school.
Yeah.
But the Montembault, Carolina. Like Svechnikov at 5,600. I don't mind as a one-off, but like the problem with Carolina is always that they run their lines very evenly. Their power play one correlation is kind of spread out, but I mean, Svechnikov at 5,600, Bunting at 3,600 projects very well. Jarvis at 4,900 projects decently. And I don't mind paying up a little for Brent Burns. The problem is that I don't know what this is. This seems like the type of thing where I'll be taking the shots with ones and twos, maybe not playing a whole full line, like maybe not paying 7,200 for Sebastian Aho. But I don't mind Taivo Teravainen. I know he's old, but I mean, they're facing the Blue Jackets. It's Dollar General, so I'm assuming, TJ, that if you're gonna play the Carolina, you're gonna play parts of line two or line three, or are you gonna go down to like Stefan Nosen at 2,700 because he has a PP2 next to his name and he's 2,700? Like,
are you looking at Carolina, and
if you are, how would you play them?
Probably not looking into ways, and I don't mind Carolina though. I'm probably more likely to stack them as power play units. So either like a Aho Svechnikov with Bunting and maybe even Jarvis too, because he's cheap enough. Or I would go the cheap route and go Nekas, Drury, and Teravainen as a stack together. Like you mentioned, they run it fairly evenly. I don't mind the I don't know how to say his name. Maybe I think it is Skye. 4,600. I'm probably not good. I don't mind him a little bit. One-off hunting would be my favorite way to attack this team, and Bunting would be my favorite one to get as a one-off. But I don't hate the idea of stacking up either power play unit here with Carolina.
Then on the other side, we got Florida. I believe that they're the biggest favorites on the slate, right? Yeah, Florida is the biggest favorites on the slate. They're at home. They're facing the Canadians. Canadians are not a very good team. They have one of the worst penalty kills in the league. The Panthers, in general, as a whole, project well. But, I mean, outside of maybe Tkachuk, like, they're all expensive. Like, the thing with Florida now is that, like, everyone is 7K. Like, if you want to play anyone that's worthwhile, they're 7K. And Montour is now up to 5,600 on the power play one line at defense. It's hard to, I mean, if you're playing a four-man Panthers stack, I mean, you're essentially playing it instead of Colorado, Toronto. You have to treat Florida as if it's one of the high-end teams. And although line one, you know, it's, I wish they would just replace like
Reinhardt. Any of them with Tkachuk. Any of them. Like just,
right. Any of them. Right. I mean, obviously not Barkov, right. You still need a center, but it's like, Tkachuk is the highest ceiling guy on the team, the volume shooter. And he's stuck on the second line. He's great when he comes in on the power play, but I don't want to play Sam Bennett or Nick Cousins.
I like Aaron Ekblad.
It's just like, what do I? I know you. You're going to be playing Evan Rodriguez because he's cheap and
I do love Lundell. I do love Anton Lundell.
Dollar General with the
that's
line
the thing.
From Florida.
It works. Lundell, Rodriguez, and Ekblad is a great mini stack, and it projects really well. All like that projects for almost an average of about eight and a half points, and each of them are 4K or below. Like, it's a good stack. They play a lot of minutes. They play on the power play together. It works. I do like stacking like line one and the power play one of Florida better on a small slate because I don't like five man stacking on a 12 game slate. But that's how I want to stack up Florida is 12 man, or five man, sorry, is Barkov, Verhage, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, and Montour all together.
How do you afford anything?
With my stupidly cheap players.
Let's put that together, right? Yeah. We like putting together these how to find the garbage one off. So like let's put in a goalkeeper.
So go Tarasov for this one because obviously
we're playing Florida, right? So if we play Tarasov in there, we'll put this together. So you're saying let's play all Florida. Let's just go balls
on a smaller slate, yes. But even if you're playing 150 lineups, I probably would have a few stacks like this. So there is 2,700 remaining.
For three positions, including a center.
Exactly. So what I will do is I will go to the defense position, sort by point per dollar, and I'll realize I have a power play two defenseman who's in this exact same game that I will stack up with it. A little game stack action. 2,700. Love it. Go to the utilities position, sort by point per dollar.
Who's that? I need to put him in. Who's that?
Sekjad, or however you say his name. I don't know. Just sort by point per dollar. He's at the top.
Okay. So... I don't
for defenseman. He's right at the top for defenseman.
Let's see. Okay. Arbor, whatever. Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Power play two, same game. We're plugging him in. And now all of a sudden we got 2750 remaining for these last two positions.
Let's see what you can do here. Come on, really.
Yeah, and so I could do somebody like a Mike Hoffman. I could do Kaliev. Kaliev, he's playing line three on the Kings. He's got a really nice projection. I could do Kunin or LeBanc. Kunin's obviously playing line two for San Jose today. Zadina, same thing. Zadina's so probably
who
I plug
in. How are you getting a $2,900 center?
You know how I'm going to do it is I'm going to look at the San Jose team and say, well, if I want to play LeBanc or Barabanov, I can play the center on their exact line and play Nico Sturm, who's projected for 6 points today. And so I have line correlation, and I have the best point per dollar one-off at defenseman with four to one with that and all five of their players.
Yeah, this good luck. Good luck to you. Of course,
that's what you said on Tuesday, and it worked.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work this time. So what, playing Kunin or Ladina, and you're leaving money, you put 200 on the table. So Sturm,
you can pick a better goalie if you want.
Yeah, great. We have some money to upgrade over there. I'm not a big I agree with you. Like on a smaller slate, I'd be more inclined to play, you know, five Florida, but I don't think
You can do that with Hellebuck today because he's so cheap.
I don't think you need to even go there. Like if I was going to play Florida, I wouldn't want to take all three wingers. Yeah. Like pick two of Verhaag, Tkachuk, and Reinhardt. And typically I rank them Tkachuk, Verhaag, Reinhardt. Like Reinhardt's on the bottom of those three. And then play Montour at defense. And then at least you have, you don't have to go and play fourth line defenders and they have correlation on power play too. They're going to get like 36 seconds of ice time together. Like that's about
it. San Jose. How much more does San Jose one play on the power play really than San Jose two?
I think significantly more.
Do they? I don't know. We need Dane in here. Dane, help us out. How much more does San Jose one play than San Jose two?
I mean, you could just tell even just by the projections that these guys, I mean, like, yeah, power play one is going to play. Why do you think the Duclair, Sederlund, and Granlund and Eklund are projected so well for their prices? Because they tend to have much, much more ice time than these other guys. And Thrun isn't on the power play anymore. So like, don't even like that. That was a thing for like a day.
Yeah.
So Henry Thrun, we knew you, we loved you, and now you're gone. Right?
They I do like Ferraro, though, with some of these cheapies. I do like Ferraro if you're playing some of the power play two cheapies. Like if you're playing Zadina and Kunin, I like Ferraro with them.
Okay. Any other teams you're looking at? Any other strategy points around the slate? I mean, it's a 12 game slate. I mean, we've talked about like the popular spots. I mean, you could feel free to play, you know, other teams. I mean, look at our projections and stuff. But yeah, I think we hit the main ones.
I'm going to be mainly Tampa Bay is going to be the top team I'm going to leave off, except for maybe using them as some cheap one-offs. I'm going to be mainly focusing my lineups on Colorado, Toronto, and Minnesota. I agree with you, though, as well, that Carolina and Florida are nice tournament additions to that group. But I'm going to be like, I'm building three lineups today. I'm going Toronto, Colorado, and Minnesota, and then we'll see for the cheapies alongside them. I'll be pairing, you know, some San Jose, some Anaheim, some one-offs from Tampa, some one-offs from Pittsburgh. But it's going to be those three teams mainly for me. I think the biggest, I don't want it really get all that different on offense today. I think the way I would want to do it, like there's teams like both the Islanders and the Red Wings could go off for big games today, but I also think their goalies could. I think today is a day where you can get really different a goalie. It's 12 games, so I don't think we're going to see any big concentrated ownership, but especially these cheapies of Motombo and Tarasov, if they do end up picking up a lot of ownership, I don't think there's anything wrong with going to the good goalies who are in tougher matchups who are cheap today. Adin Hill against Boston, Sorokin, Dakord, Kakanen, Lyon, Hellebuck is going to be one of my favorites today at only 7,300. So the projections are a little bit worse, but I don't think there's anything wrong with going to these cheap goalies who are good in a bit tougher of matchups.
And if you're not playing DFS today, I mean, you could always use our NHL projections for props and pick 'em. And currently, the top of our prize picks tool for NHL tonight, obviously the projections get updated regularly. So, you know, refresh these if you have the props and pick 'em package and be careful as they get updated. But the top right now for prize picks is Erik Karlsson, less than 2.5 shots. and Quinn Hughes less than 2.5 shots. And then on underdog, those exist there also. And then based on the next two are Steven Stamkos, more than 7.05 fantasy points, and Brent Burns, more than 5.55 fantasy points. That's currently in our NHL Pick'em tool, which you can get on its own. You don't even need a RotoGrinders premium subscription. You can just get the props and Pick'em package on its own. It's for every major sport. We got NHL, NBA, MLB, NFL, maybe some college. The Pick'em tool has some college stuff in that. Also, for if you're playing DraftKings Pick 6, we have those in there as well in the Pick'em tool. And then we also have the prop model, right? We have our statistical projections for all sports, and you can use the prop model, and it'll always show you the top 20 edge bets for that particular sport at the current time that the lines are out on the sports books. It'll tell you what sports book line it's at, what's the best line, what's the win percentage of the prop based on our projections. And you can go there. You know, you could see the, obviously always look at the timestamp to see when it's updated. And you could go and take the top 20. Now, if you're a RotoGrinders premium member, you get the full statistical projections. So you could, not just the top 20, you could download those projections and you know, you could bet on 120 things if you want. You could load them in any way that you want. And if you're a RotoGrinders premium member, obviously you get our, world-class optimizer tool like Lineup HQ, as well as SimLabs for NFL, NBA, and PGA. And I'm assuming MLB soon. I'm assuming MLB will come out soon for SimLabs. So you can use all of that, as well as get our NHL slate summary for today, our expert survey, all the NBA stuff as well. This all exists in NBA for today as well. And join our Discord at rotogrinders.com/Discord. TJ, you got anything coming out the next couple of days over the weekend?
Yeah, I will have a NBA Prize Picks article drop in today. I had one drop on Tuesday as well. We won 100%. All the picks hit. And so make sure you're staying tuned to my Twitter feed as well as the RotoGrinders Twitter feed. At TJ_Zorich5 or at RotoGrinders for those picks, because they're coming later today, and hopefully we can run it back with another perfect night.
Have you found a new wife on Facebook yet?
Not yet. I'm probably going to be sticking with mine. They're pretty great. She's awesome.
They're giving out their WhatsApp numbers. They're all these people on Facebook are. Maybe I should call some of these numbers. Maybe
there's over 600 viewers on Facebook now, and so I'm hoping that all of these bots have juiced the numbers enough so that we get some real people coming in. They can make some money on NHL DFS tonight, or maybe these are just real people and they find us very attractive, and they're just trying to. They're real, you know. They want to marry us.
Yeah, we could tell that to ourselves. We know it's definitely at least not for that. It's not because we're attractive. It's maybe for other
reasons. Hey, speak for yourself.
Maybe they
know.
Think we're gullible. They go, okay, we see these schmucks here. I go, okay, maybe we could, you know, fish and scam them out of some money, right? Stuff like that. And that's why they're here. The bots on. So hello to the bots on Facebook. Hit that like button. No matter if you're a bot or not. If you're a bot or not, hit the like button. Give me those thummy thumbs. On your way out the door, hit the subscribe button if you're new here and hit the notification bell to always know when we go live here on YouTube. We got the NBA Grinders live later today, as well as Crunch Time. Tomorrow, there's no show. I'm off to North Carolina. I'll be gone tomorrow. I'll be gone Monday, but I'll be back on Tuesday. All Squirrel Patrol, Mike, H3 Buddha, Liam, they'll have all your MMA content for you. Crunch Time will still be on Saturday, and all the premium members will get all the MMA stuff. I'm glad I'm missing this card. It may be one of the worst UFC cards, fight night cards I may have ever seen. With Rose,
I'm out of town this
Gazzia
weekend too.
Main event.
I'm out of town this weekend too. So I believe it's. I'm not sure if it's Steve or Devin, but one of them is taking over my producing show for me on Saturday. So I'm taking off the MMA card as well.
it's a good. Trust me, it's a good one to take off. So I'll see you guys back on Tuesday. Talking about all things you're thinking about in Daily Fantasy, Props and Pick'em on Roto Grinders today.